Good evening and welcome to this beautiful Thursday evening, April 10, 2025, at the regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Ambrose Recreation Park District. Opening ceremonies.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Torlakson?
Present.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia and Director Hudson are absent.
Okay. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. Approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I move that we approve the agenda.
I'll second.
Okay. Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia and Director Hudson are absent.
Thank you. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. I bring it to the board. Are there any items that you'd like to? Okay.
I move that we approve the consent calendar.
Actually, I do have a small one. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Just on the minutes, the name of Neil is spelled N-E-A-L.
So okay.
Just that small item I should have just called. But anyway, that's it. Okay.
I move that we approve the consent calendar with the correction of the name Neil.
I have a second.
Okay.
Hey, Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia and Director Hudson are absent.
Thank you. Presentations and introductions, we don't have any. The General Manager's report. General Manager.
Yes. Good evening on this beautiful Thursday, Madam Chair and Board members. Happy spring to you. It feels so wonderful. As I mentioned in our April meeting, we submitted our grant for District 5 Measure X funded youth center services. We just received notification that our application has moved forward to the second round of scoring for the RFP 1215. I'll be interviewing Saturday. They've already sent the questions, so we're prepared to answer them all. It'll be a youth panel, which is great. And after this will be another panel, and then we'll see what happens from there. So we're very excited about this. The Alliant Communities presented the Clearland Project to the Bay Point Municipal Advisory, to MAC, on Tuesday, 4-1. MAC will make their recommendations to the County Zoning Administrator on discretionary items, and the decision on this application will be made by the Zoning Administrator at a public hearing date not yet to be determined. They are following up also with the county for response for their second submittal. So they sent a few questions in, and I think that should go through very soon. The Ambrose Center, we've been saying that how long? the Ambrose Center roof repair, we've had a couple leaks. We're fixed by our maintenance staff. They have patched it at this time. Our goal is we're hoping to submit for full repairs for our TPO membrane roofing in the next CDGB grant round, again, per board approval. Wanted to inform you that there was a rooster in the garden. You might have heard him. And after an intense investigation and discussion with Ms. Cisneros and with the garden volunteers, it was determined that the rooster was dropped off in that area. One of the gardeners were feeding the rooster, put it in the hen. The rooster is now in a very happy home.
Okay.
I believe there's 5 hens in that home for that rooster, yes. Just wanted to let you know that Ms. Cisneros will be returning to active involvement to the community garden at the end of the year. She wanted me to inform everybody about that. Due to absenteeism, the garden has not been maintained properly. The district is down a staff member as far as maintenance goes and did not have the manpower to help maintain the garden. With events and programming coming up to support the active members in the garden, we had a maintenance company come and cut and remove all the weeds and debris in there. So it looks much cleaner than it did about 5 days ago. tried to make contact several times with the Contra Costa County Resource Conservation District concerning the landowner agreement for the installation of our monarch hedge grow kits. I've called about 5 people. I've left about 10 messages. Mm-hmm. So I will give you an update when I finally get in contact with them. I want to give you a
those were the people who wanted to put those.
They came, yeah, for the monarch butterflies. That tracks them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Also, I went to CPRS 2 weeks ago, and it was fantastic. It was great networking, and I won a TV. So I have donated the TV to the district. I think it'd be great when we have presentations here, and our academy kids can also roll it and use it for some of their presentations. So I was really excited about it. I was very well known that I won because, I was one of the, got very excited there at CPRS. And at this time, I would like to introduce our new staff member, Eric Waller here. He's our new recreation coordinator who's been part of our team since January. He's excited to enhance our programming, our sports, our community events, and our aquatic program. So at this time, he would like to give you an update on our programming.
Awesome.
Hello. My name's Eric. So as you guys can see in the staff reports that I put, we have a new soccer program that I'm putting on next week, to start next week, and then we're starting a second round of our basketball program starting next week because the community for the parents were loving the basketball camp, so that's starting next week as well, Mondays and Wednesdays for about a month till now. And then as you guys know, we're bringing back Junior Giants again, hopefully to start having teams here instead of having to partner and just send teams over to Pittsburgh. So we'll be trying to get the word out in market to make sure that we have some teams here to play and have games here on Saturdays and throughout the week. And then our spring extravaganza is next Saturday. So,
Can't
wait.
Awesome. Wonderful. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other report?
That's it.
Okay. Any questions from the board? Any comments? None?
No questions, no.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Madam General Manager. And now we don't have any legal counsel report. We now are open to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. Do we have any?
No.
We don't have anything. So we're going to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. Letter A, monthly maintenance report. Do I have anyone in the audience who would like to say anything about this? No? Bring it back to our general manager.
Yes, as you could see, it's been a really great tool to do our monthly reports because we've been very intuitive of what the needs are in the parks. First of all, at Owls Park, we have had a lot of weekly dumpings, and our maintenance has been very vigilant in cleaning it up. I sit on top of it every day. Our basketball court project is almost complete. Hoops will be up next week. The baseball fence is repaired. It's nice and safe. We have adjusted the seating area, so now the benches are there. At Ambrose Park, a grate was removed. A very large grate was thrown down the storm drain. Our staff recovered it and has attached it securely. It was in a very dangerous spot where a car can go up and basically a tire can go in the storm drain. So they got on that right away. At Anuta Park, 5 drought-tolerant California native trees were planted per our Proposition 68 grant, so they are in. Nothing at Boger, nothing at Hickory Meadows. Lindbrook Park opened for practices on April 1st. The lawn looks great. And Tradewinds Park, we did get a quote from Pacific Sites, which we'll talk about at a later time. And Viewpoint Park, nothing to report.
Okay, I bring it back to the board. Any questions or comments from the board?
Okay.
I just really appreciate the thorough breakdown on the reports and the maintenance stuff. What was that you said that fell off on Ambrose Park?
A storm drain.
Oh,
a storm,
okay, gotcha.
Great.
The stuff, like, from all the
they
debris.
Took it off and dropped it down the storm drain. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's all the only question I have.
Okay. I really like that we have it as a board item.
Mm-hmm.
We used to just have this as a report.
Mm-hmm.
Now that it's a board item, we can actually do something.
Mm-hmm.
as a board if we need any action on any of the board that parks on this item. So thank you very much for making it a board item.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, moving along. Board matters B. Authorize the general manager to enter into a contract with Pacific Site Management, PCM, provide landscape enhancement to Tradewinds Park in the amount of $10,050. General manager.
Yes, I'm meeting with them. We did test all the irrigation system. We did find an area that used to have lawn that needed some maintenance. They were going to, I'm looking for that board matter. Do you have that board matter item? Probably on the back of, there it is. They did, are going to be fixing that irrigation. They're going to install 30 5-gallon carpet roses, install 60 1-gallon lantana purple, again, install the new drip system for each plant, and rectify the irrigation system to cover the full area, overseeding and aerating the lawn with fescue seed, and install 70 yards of brown mini mulch to accommodate new plant materials in the park area. The first bid that they gave us did not include the mulch, but looking at the pictures of the original state of that Tradewinds Park, that was the request of the neighbors, we added the bark in there as well. Brought that to $10,050.
Okay. Do I have any members of the public who would like to comment? Okay,
yes.
Seeing none, I bring it to the board. Any questions?
Yeah, well, not a question. Yeah, I guess I do have a question. This is a great price tag. And does it come with like several, are they going to do like several designs that we're going to?
I gave them the picture of the original per the request of the neighbors, the original picture of what that park looked like. And that's basically what they're putting together.
So we're looking at like maybe just one or three, or is it just like one replicating the original part?
Replicating the original part,
okay.
Adding the tree, the bushes that are now dead,
yeah.
Adding the trees that are now gone.
Right.
And extending that grass area out.
A little bit more out.
Uh-huh.
And in that process, will we have, like, those folks that live in that vicinity, you know, I guess we have the final say, but, like, do we also, like, include them and maybe just to let them know what this is going to look like? Or if they're
yes, I think that would be a great thing since we brought them from the very beginning, discussing the dog park,
yeah.
To discussing what their needs are. I think once we have a completion date, it'd be very nice, like we did,
yeah.
Informing them we were going to have a meeting to let them know it will. This is what we're doing, and it will be complete on
right.
This date. I will look with Pacific Sites and find out what that date is. And the nice thing is, since they are our maintenance company, they will be watching that it stays at that level of expectation through their contract.
So sounds like community engagement will be part of it.
Yes.
Obviously, we have the final say. And I just don't, I want to make sure we get this right, even though like they feel very like protective of the park being in their street.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's a community park, and we make that final decision. However, like, I just want to make sure that they're happy with it,
mm-hmm.
Right? As much as we can make them happy.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
We may not agree totally with them, but
yeah.
I just want to make sure we're getting as close as what it sounded like they wanted, like an original, like
mm-hmm.
original like park how it used to be.
Correct.
That's great. That's all I wanted to ask.
I had sent just to let you know when they said they wanted to get it at the original state, I sent the same picture to the gentleman that we were corresponding
okay.
with that was a spokesman
yeah.
mm-hmm.
to show him it, and he said that's what we were looking for.
Oh, great.
So at the time, and then that's the same picture I took to Pacific Sites.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to be sure that that's what I haven't been, wasn't there when it was original, so I wanted to be sure that was the expectation they were looking
yeah.
for.
Do you have that picture
I do.
Anywhere?
I did. I had it on one of the board matters originally.
Okay.
But I will attach
I'll
that
look
as well.
For it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, without spending like a lot of resources from the district, you know, because in the past we've done community engagement, we've done the whole like setup and
mm-hmm.
all that stuff. I mean, maybe it's just inviting them to the meeting when we have that final design.
Absolutely.
And maybe sending the what design to them ahead of time, like, hey, this is what we're thinking.
Yeah, I did send that to the just the one gentleman, but I could send it to all the homeowners.
Yeah.
Because we they're just duplicating what it looked like in that picture,
yeah.
Pacific Sites.
Happy to do it.
Yeah, perfect.
Director Garcia?
No question.
Okay, this is excellent. I also like that you're using carpet rose, lantana, and putting fescue seed. That's all sort of drought tolerant, which is what we wanted. So thank you very much for doing all that research. Thank you.
So,
okay, do I have a motion?
I move to authorize the general manager to enter into a contract with Pacific Site Management to provide landscape enhancement to Tradewinds Park in the amount of $10,050.
I'll second that motion.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia and Director Hudson are absent.
Okay. Moving on to Board Matters C. Consider mural on outer wall entrance to teen center doors. Do I have anybody in the audience who would like to comment on that? Okay, now I bring it back to the general manager.
Yes, this is something that on the north side of the building of the teen center, they've been talking about redoing that. The youth actually got together, the teens got together and looked at a couple designs in the academy and the teen center. And the picture that you have attached to your board matters is the one that they had liked the most. This project, basically, the cost for the designer was $3,150, but since we are under our second round in Measure X, in the Measure X grant does talk about a mural when I submitted the application. So as we move further into the process of Measure X, I would like to see if that would also be included in the grant. If not, the cost is the $3,150.
So we can ask for the cost to be retroactive if we get the grant.
Correct.
Basically.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds like a good deal. Okay. Any questions from the board?
Yeah. You said north wall. Is it, you mean like facing the parking lot, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that side. Okay. Love it. Love the design.
Yeah, I think it's sort of like community. I don't know what the title is, but that's how it looks to me, like
Transit.
Everyone working together. I love it too. Okay, should we have, I need a motion.
I move that we approve concerning the mural on the outer wall entrance to the teen center doors.
Okay.
I have a second.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia and Director Hudson are absent.
Okay. Final board matters, letter B. Consider approving installation of fence outside the teen center for patio area in the amount of $6,800. Do we have anyone in the audience who would like to speak about it? Seeing none, I bring back to the general manager.
Well, the good news is our teen center is growing in leaps and bounds. We have a lot of youth out there, and you probably see them outside a lot. The teen center coordinator wants to make more of a fun, inviting, safe environment for them. So in the little corridor, they're looking to put a fence, a wrought iron, 6-foot-high fence, and make that a patio area, a place they can, you know, play cornhole, have, you know, do artwork. An outdoor environment for them, and it would go across from the teen center windows, past the academy windows, to where the mat room is on the outside. It's about 100 feet of wrought iron. It would have a push gate for emergencies on the outer. There is a door that's connected on the inside to the teen center so they can get in and out. This is something that he really feels would be great for our youth. They could have barbecues, they can have different things to do to expand the teen center. It's getting very tight in there, and just to give them something else for a place of they can work with leadership opportunities, socialize, participate. So it's a suggestion from the Teen Center and the Academy kids themselves to do it. We did have Pacific Sites come and check the sprinkler systems would not be a hindrance. If we put up that fence, all the sprinkler systems are against the wall. I did also talk to Pacific Sites about the trees, a couple of the trees there. We either replanting them or tried to move them. He doesn't know if they can. That would be possible, but there is a couple trees in there, short bush trees, that would need to come out to expand that area.
Any questions from the board?
I guess my only question is, it sounds like we got an estimate, and I guess I'm just curious about, we're doing fencing, but not, cover, right?
Quite not cover, no.
Okay. I guess I was just kind of thinking, where would the kids use it, during, the winter time or something like that?
That's was their request, just to be outside. Because I don't know if you notice, whenever you go to pass the teen center, they're right out the door, the double door of the teen center hall. That's kind of where they hang out right now, because that's their spot.
And they want something that comes out right out of their center. And uh-huh. So there's a door there.
Yes, there is a door.
Mm-hmm. And that opens fine.
Correct.
I mean, worry about fire safety. Or
right.
Like
no. And it will be again. The gate will have the most expensive part of the whole fencing is the push gate, emergency gate. Yeah.
Love it.
And it will not be sharp tops. It'll be a flat top. So there's no chance of injury. And it also will keep people, we do have a lot of people breaking those windows or trying to get in those windows. So I think it'll also make it a safer environment for our building on that side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Makes sense, yes. Yep. So it's not being used right now. I mean,
correct.
When do we ever use that area?
We don't.
Never.
No.
Okay.
It's just a piece of grass.
Yes.
That's all it is.
I remember during festivals probably there's some people who use it for unity and community.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I think not that area,
not
that,
that
side.
Area.
Yeah, I don't think it's big enough. Yeah.
Okay. So it won't affect any
no.
of that.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
So we're talking about the opposite
side. Going
the opposite
way,
side.
Going
where the windows are. The
towards
team.
The parking lot. Not
yes.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And no, it's in this. It's in this corridor.
Okay. It's by the dining room.
Yeah, when you're walking into the dining room, it's on the right side.
Yes. Okay.
The windows of the teen center, the windows of the academy, and the windows of the mat room there. So it won't go all the way in front of the mat room. It'll go in front of the teen center windows.
Just the teen center.
Yeah, and the academy windows.
Yeah, there are two big trees there.
Mm-hmm.
I remember,
mm-hmm.
and they won't be affected. It's just the bushes that are
right.
Be
right. Mm-hmm.
Because you also want those trees because it gives shade.
Absolutely.
To the kids, especially
mm-hmm.
in the summer.
Yes.
Yeah, because this is a western sun
mm-hmm.
over here. It's going to be really hot in
yes.
there.
The trees are not in this area. There's no trees at all.
Yeah.
There's one on the outside, but
yeah.
not inside.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, question.
Director Garcia, any comments?
I move that we.
Oh, she's moving already. Okay.
Then we approve the installation of a fence outside the teen center for a patio area in the amount of $6,800.
I second the motion.
Okay. Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlikson?
Aye.
And let the record show Director Lopez Garcia and Director Hudson are absent.
Okay. We have no public hearing. We have no closed sessions. Now we have opening for each board member to give a report on committee assignments or make individual comments. Director Torres?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't have anything to say, really. I want to make sure we get out of here on time. So thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I will say one thing. Welcome to the team. Thank you for stepping up and handling that position as a coordinator. It's a very important position, and excited to have someone who seems to be very dedicated and passionate about the community. So thank you for being here, and also just congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yep.
Thank you. Director Garcia?
Nothing. I'm excited. I'm going to plan on being at the Extra Bagasa this Saturday. So, happy Easter, everybody.
Okay. And, yes, and we're also looking forward to our workshop on May 3rd. Thank you, Lori, for making a really nice poster of it. We're going to have the workshop at 10, but before that, we will have the Garden Club members setting up, and we will have a short ceremony, planting ceremony for Neil, as we said on the minutes. We have invited his widow, Nina, and the sons, his son and stepsons, to come and join us. So we hope that they'll be there. And then, this will be a different kind of workshop because it's all about tools. So, you know, when you're a chef, you gotta have to have the right knives, right? When you're a gardener, you gotta have to have the right tools. And this guy is a guy who we've had before. During COVID time, he did this to us when we were all afraid to be with each other, but he said, I need to be in person, it had to do it in person, he didn't want to do it online. And so we had him there and we were far away from each other and he was showing us all these tools and how to sharpen the tools and all that. So he's a comeback kid for the Garden Club and we're happy to have him back. So looking forward also to the extravaganza. Hopefully I can make it. I have no one in my family who's young enough to do that anymore, but we'll see how we'll do with that. Thank you, Jessica, for everything. Did you get all the necessary FPPC forms that you needed? Because there was a deadline in April. Right?
Yes, yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
I told that.
Okay. I filled out mine.
Yes.
Yeah. We were told that we didn't have to anymore. Is that true?
Oh,
no. Okay. We still
you should.
Have to.
Yeah.
So I did mine, so I'll send it over.
Okay.
Okay. Having said that, thank you, Madam General Manager. And thank you especially for the TV. Just to let you know, it was actually my stepdaughter who was with East Bay Regional Park, who was with Lori at that time. She said, I saw how Laura was really beaming when she had that TV. So I said, she could have taken it home, but she gave it to the district. Right? Thank you so much for
You're
that.
Welcome.
Okay, having that, let's go to closing ceremonies. I need a motion.
I move that we end this the meeting.
Yeah. All in favor, say aye.
Hello.
Aye. Hello. Okay. Meeting.
I have a comment.
Okay.
Aye.
Okay. We have a last minute comment first. From our former superintendent. Okay.
So, I'm proud of you. What a long way you've come. I date back almost 50 years. With the district, with Ed Spencer at the very beginning, and the whole group that's guided forward for our community. I like the way you're stressing landscaping, beautification, and most of all, helping with the teen center, giving those kids a place to go, activities to do. So I just wanted to get up and say I'm proud of this district. You've come a long, long way. I've been in this room when it's filled with angry people that had complaints they didn't feel were addressed. And then yet you endured and you motivated and the district's doing a great job. Isn't Lori doing a great job?
Yes.
And I do get special messages now and then from the home front, from May. Again, keep up the great work. Look forward to seeing you out there. As a teacher and a coach, I love to see the kind of progress you're making here today and throughout the whole year.
Thank you.
Just so you know, we have several plaques that has his name on this room as a senator, as a board supervisor, as a superintendent. I was just looking at all these certificates from Tom giving to the district. So thank you for all that. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. See you next month.